Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your host Dolly McCarthy here. We're going to skip the commercials on the beginning of the show. We'll get to them at the end. So thanks to all my sponsors. I'm coming. I'm going to bring you some love very soon. But we have a jam-packed show today. If you've noticed, we're going to be over an hour. I hope nobody's mad at me for going over. We have a lot of good stuff happening on the good show. As you know, every week I bring you good guests, good news, and at least one good laugh. We are definitely going to be laughing today and very joyful. I'm really excited to have on the show in a little while the stars of Rattled, TLC's Rattled show. How many of you are watching that? It's rattling to watch these young parents parenting kids at a young age. They're all in the trenches. Josh and Allie Taylor will be on the show. Allie was facing stage 3 breast cancer head on and dealt with that and infertility and adoption and then a miracle pregnancy and then another one and another one. It's a miracle. Really is. She's on the show. I'm really excited to have her coming on the show, and Josh, her husband, can't forget him. He went through it too. And we'll be talking to them about how we can learn to enjoy life when life is anything but enjoyable, as you'll see from this. They've got a new book coming out too, so we'll talk to them more about it. But first, I want to get to my dear friend, Dean. Dean is on the line. Dean, are you there? Let me make sure he's on the line first. Dean, are you there?
Can you hear me?
There he is. I got you.
I'm here.
First of all, everybody, have you been hearing in the news, and I'm going to give you a proper introduction, Dean. I just want to make sure you're on the line because we're taking you so early. And I don't have a producer today, so it's me running the board again. That's always
Uh-oh.
Interesting and fun. right. Well, there is an alligator. Have you heard the news? If for those of you listening that are not in the Chicagoland area, hello, China. I know we got 1% of listeners in China. Isn't that crazy? Well, we have an alligator in the Humboldt Park Lagoon, and I think he's here to come to the taste, and the taste of Park Ridge is going on right now. As we speak, I think the gates just opened for the taste, and Dean is the guy running it all. He's the man in charge, he's put it all together. He follows in the footsteps of a very special man, his own father, who started the Taste of Park Ridge. Dean, how long ago was that your dad started it?
This is our 20th year. Yeah, it's been 20 years now, starting just behind the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge on a few haystacks with 4 food vendors. We've grown quite a bit over the years.
Well, I'll say, oh my goodness. And not and when you say grown, you don't mean by waist size, because there's a lot of eating going on at the taste. A lot of chomping.
Little bit of weight, but a lot more on restaurants. I think we started with 4, and we're at somewhere around 20 or 21 this year. So, quite a bit of growth over the years.
Congratulations on 20 years, and we're thinking of your dad this year, especially this year on 20 years. Wow, come a long way. And so, who are all the vendors? And give us the rundown of what's going on this year to celebrate community here in Park Ridge.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of things going on. I mean, I think in addition to some of the traditional stuff, like the family fun zone that we have on Saturday, where we have bouncy houses combined with the canopies on Cortland that run from about 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, which is a great opportunity to kind of experience some of the local businesses. The kids can come out and have some fun on Saturday, which is always a well-attended event. We've also partnered up with some of the dance schools in the area that will feature on our main stage. So Lynette's School of Dance and the Viking Gymnastics and Dance Group, as well as a longstanding favorite, which is the Maine South Hawkettes, will be out during the day to perform up on the stage. I think the Hawkettes are on tomorrow, and I think the Viking and Lynette's groups are on Saturday during the morning hours. So some great things from a kind of community perspective. And then we've got some really, really exciting bands. I know one of my annual favorites is the Ginger Road Group. It's a collection of some of the guys from around Park Ridge. And they brought country music to life for me in their performances here. So I really love seeing them. And I think tomorrow night, kind of headlining for us is Rod Tough Curls and the Bench Press at 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, a very, you know, big favorite of everyone is Seventh Heaven is performing on Saturday night. And this year, we actually have Park Ridge's own Paul Castelli is in a band called Karma Committee that will be opening up for Seventh Heaven. So I'm excited to have someone I've known for a long time and a great, great musical band opening up on Saturday night. All of that, in addition to, you know, the wonderful food vendors that we have, many of our longstanding favorites, but also a few new vendors like Stefani Prime, who I actually just tried one of their steak sliders, and Make Room for Truman with a great rotisserie chicken salad sandwich that I'll also admit I've tried.
Have you been tasting already? Have you, Maddie?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it's hard to resist. We've been setting up since yesterday, and the vendors have been preparing their food, and it just looks so good. It's, you know, it's a busy eating weekend for me.
And one of my favorite stops at the Taste of Park Ridge is Rex's for their eggplant parmesan sandwich. Don't miss that one.
Get here early because he sold out, I think, the last 2 years. I don't know that he's made it even through the whole event. So it's a very popular item.
Well, it sure is. Well, lots of fun this weekend. I can't wait to get over there, get on down to the Taste of Park Ridge this weekend. It starts right now. You got a good time. It's beautiful weather.
Yeah, it's great out. There's a great crowd here. Yeah, we're open now till 10:30 tonight and then from 11 to 11 on Friday and Saturday.
Awesome. Well, Dean, thanks for all you do. Do you want to do a shout-out to that fantastic committee? You guys work so hard all year long getting sponsorship. All volunteer, folks. So come on out to the Taste. We're building community and supporting restaurants and small businesses in the neighborhood just right outside of Chicago in beautiful Park Ridge, right by the Pickwick Theater. So I know a lot of you have heard of Pickwick Theater or along the railroad tracks there where the Taste is. And
we'll
Gene,
look forward
did you
to seeing you out here, Valley.
I'm really looking forward to it too.
Yeah, I think just a thank you, as you said, it's an army of volunteers really that makes this happen. There's a core group, Dave Iglo, Mel Fillins, Steve Wagrecki, my brother Andy Patras,
who I just saw
Fred
yesterday,
Sanchez.
By the way.
Yeah.
Your brother sampling the beer. He wanted to do beer quality control. I saw
that's an important factor. So we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun putting this together and really throwing a party for the city of Park Ridge and surrounding communities. So we'd love to see everyone, come on out and have some fun. It's going to be a great weekend.
And Dean, let me just ask you one more question, okay? Yeah. Because, you 20 years ago, what were you, like 5? This guy never ages. You're like Dick Clark. You know, so when you first started helping your father with the Taste, now 20 years later and, we're thinking of your dad. Oh, every year we think of your dad.
Yeah.
I remember him being on the show quite a few years back. Very fun, lighthearted, spirited, positive man, and always having fun. That's for sure. So thinking about the history of that and moving forward, you going on staying with the Taste?
When I think of it, it's, there's part of it that I love doing this. I've always loved the events, but, after having lost my dad a few years ago, it's, for my brother and I both, it carries kind of a special personal meaning for each of us to carry on his legacy and something that, he really dedicated much of his time to and really loved this event and really grew it to what it is today. So it's very special personally for my brother Andy and I and really our whole family every year. So it's, it's special for us in that way. So I appreciate you recognizing and remembering.
Absolutely. Them. Absolutely. It's so nice. It's so nice to see you guys back out there every year doing, doing the legwork as your dad did for many years and building this to what it is today, a great neighborhood festival in the heart of Uptown Park Ridge, right across the street from the Pickwick Theater. Go check it out. Dean, thanks for all you're doing. We'll see you at the tape.
Thank you, Doug.
Watch out for that alligator.
I look forward to it. All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, a quick shout out here to North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family owned and operated since 1961. Hey, did you know it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? Did I remind you of that? Every time I say that, because I'm just so flabbergasted. A president lived in Oswego, Illinois. Oswego, North Fork Farm is offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. And to, I want to do a shout out to a sponsor. I'm going to sprinkle these throughout the show. To Sullivan Steakhouse. Jeez, you know, this is what happens when you don't have a producer today. Sounds so classy. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. And to Neighbor Settlement, where history comes to play, check out neighborsettlement.org. Midwest Coach Limousine, a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing guests safe and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo. And book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special events so much memorable. Hey, guys, without further ado, I want to welcome our second awesome good guest of the show. We have the stars of TLC's hit show, Rattled. Josh and Allie Taylor are here. Welcome to the show, guys. Are you both on?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, a little bit of a delay, so I will try not to talk over you. I will pause here. Are you both on a speakerphone? Or are you on separate phones?
I just got off speaker. We're on separate phones.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. So now I can hear you really well there, Allie. Hey, welcome to the show.
Good.
My goodness.
Thank you.
You know, if you're not familiar, first and foremost, with TLC's hit show, Rattled, you need to watch this, especially if you're out of the trenches. I mean, I was in the trenches as Josh and Allie are right now with five kids of my own. So I watch that show, I feel like I'm reliving my life like a flashback. But it's entertaining because I can just turn it off and I don't have to watch anymore. I don't have five little kids anymore. I can turn off and walk away. But it's a great show. It explores the scary, exhilarating, and sometimes frustrating, but really joyful time, which was very joyful in my life. I will add this. And I'm sure, and it looks like you guys are both having a really good time. It's a life-changing experience of new parenthood as seen through the eyes of four couples from across the country, and Josh and Allie are a favorite on there. We just love watching you guys and your family growing. Tell us a little bit about the experiences that you have now with the show, from when you started to the current situation now.
Yeah, it's been a crazy experience, but a wonderful experience. We did not seek out the TV show. TLC approached us kind of when they heard about our story and our family. And so it took us a while to say yes, to figure out, you know, what's all involved. But it really has been such a blessing because our story is a story full of miracles. And so it's, I think, the coolest part to us when we were on the show and then even now just in normal life is just the people that come up to us and tell us how much hope we've given them, whether it's through infertility or cancer or adoption, just people that, you know, hope to have a normal, healthy life one day with kids. And I think that's the coolest thing when we were in the show and then even now, just people that still come up to us and just tell us how much encouragement our story has given them.
And what a story it is. And now you've put it in the written form in a book. It's called Allie's Fight, Rattled by Life, but Firm in Faith. Love the title. For those of you not in the know, this is a great, an amazing story about how you can really enjoy life when life is anything but enjoyable. When you're thrown all these curveballs or dirty diapers thrown at you, I should say. At just
That's
24
right.
years old, Allie was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, and she underwent years of treatment and surgeries. And you were told that you weren't going to be able to have kids. Tell us about that journey.
Right.
That's,
it was devastating to say the least. But I was 24 when I was diagnosed, and my husband and I actually found out I had breast cancer through the process of trying to get pregnant. So we were really ready to have kids. And so to go from thinking we're pregnant to learning I have breast cancer, and then like in a matter of days, them telling me the type of treatment that I would have would have a really high likelihood to affect my fertility. And so that was a huge whirlwind. And then once the cancer journey was over and we found out that it had, we found out that I could not get pregnant. It was just like one blow after the other, you know, and I know people who go through hard times can totally relate of just feeling like, here we go again, you know, another big curveball or another big bomb dropped. So it was, let's just say I'm a planner and thought that my life would be a certain way, and it was completely turned upside down. Of course, now in hindsight, we always say that cancer, you know, is the worst thing that happened in our lives, but it birthed the biggest blessings, because there's certain things that wouldn't have happened had I not gone through that. But at the time, you know, you think your life is over. You don't see hope. You don't see the future. You only see it once you're past it. So yeah, when I first found out that about cancer and then my fertility, I was just devastated.
Yeah. And then before you birthed, you know, the story at the end, the happy ending is 3 beautiful children. And
yes.
But before that happened, you guys both considered adoption. Tell us about that journey.
That's right. Yeah. Before we were married, we had talked about adopting at some point. We didn't know when that would happen. I think we always thought, okay, maybe after we had biological children, we would adopt. And then once we learned that I couldn't get pregnant, it was kind of like, okay, this is the direction we're supposed to go. You know, we had the order backwards, or this just had to happen for us to, you know, consider adoption first. And then once we decided to go the adoption route, we felt silly for even, you know, continuing to try to have a baby ourselves, because adoption is like the most amazing, beautiful journey ever. And so, yeah, adoption always been a part of our hearts and our desires. But once we finally decided to go down that route, it was just the most incredible, incredible journey. Hard and full of twists and turns, but just the most rewarding, most beautiful story.
Yes, it certainly is a beautiful story about this young couple, Josh and Allie. And Josh, I'll let you talk, I promise.
No. You're talking to who they want to hear from.
No.
Devastating news. That's really something that, wow, how can you recover from that? And then just to be hopeful and in that spirit of hope, really, that you have. And Allie, I could totally hear it. And I can tell you have a smile on. And I could even tell, even probably during your darkest days, that smile still trying to come up and keep on hanging on to that hope that life was going to bless you. God was going to bless you with the incredible children. And did you feel at a time that you would not have children running around the house? Did you ever feel that or face that reality really hard? Or were you always hopeful that, you know, this is not our story?
You know, I think I would be untruthful to say I always had that hope. You know, I think through the journey of going through cancer and then obviously the hardship of infertility, you realize you can't always have full faith. You can't always have full hope. And that's when it's so important to surround yourself with people that do. I mean, there were plenty of days I had to look at Josh or look at friends or look at family and just say, like, right now I cannot pray another prayer. I cannot have another hope. You know, you just feel done, or you just feel like, you know, yes, there were many days I had to choose to smile. It was not natural at all. But yeah. I realized, okay, I can either be miserable or I can at least try, you know, to have joy. And then through that process, you know, as you choose faith, as you choose joy, then it starts to become natural. But it's not something that you feel like doing in really hard moments. But to us, it's just the only way to do it and come out on the other side in victory.
Yeah, yeah. And now today, Josh, how about you? How about, let's hear from Josh. Josh, how about today? What's today like for you? And are you guys, I have to ask, are you thinking about having any more? You open to it?
Well, I always laugh and say, of course, but I'm the one that gets out of the house and goes to work. And so Allie responds a little more quickly with, baby, where's the time for that? And so I'll tell you, we are in absolute heaven with our girls and our life. And if we had written our dreams down 8 years ago before Allie was diagnosed, they wouldn't have, our dreams then would not have touched where we are today. And so, you know, that's really what we tell people is the reality is we didn't know what was coming. The only thing we could control is how we acted and what we believed in those moments. And that's just what we committed to. But life today looks awfully normal. I think that's what we laugh about and we get the most questions about is, I think perception would tell people that if you get on reality TV or if you do anything, you write a book, life, it jumps you into this level of living that you don't have to work. You have no worries. You just, you know, money falling from the air vents in your house. And it's just not reality. And so the fun thing for us is the whole time during the show, we were working, I was working. And today it's the same thing. I build houses and commercial buildings, and Allie is a professor online and does home studies. And we get to take our girls swimming almost every day this summer. And we are living an incredibly normal life by all standards. And for us, that's a fun thing to not have any special events going on.
Yeah. Is that hard to do? I mean, that sounds like you guys are doing a great job of keeping that normalcy in your home, but is it hard to do? You got to say no a lot, I imagine. I'm sure you guys are really popular on the show, and I'm sure you're getting approached a lot with things. How do you filter all that out and get to the pool every day, as you said, Josh?
For us, it was just stating really early in the process. We were blessed with some people that really cared about us, and when they found out the show was even an option for us, we went to them and asked some questions, and they had experience, and they just warned us to keep life going because reality TV is not, it's not long term, it's not normal. That's the 0.01% of your life. And so you know, when all that smoke clears, you still have a life to live. And so that's all, it is difficult, and with social media it can really make it more difficult. We've just been incredibly intentional about keeping our life normal. The parts that we can keep normal, we have kept incredibly normal. And so, you know, that just, we just put some safeguards in on our time and our energy, and just realizing that the number one thing that for us, our priorities are our relationship with God, our relationship with each other, and then our children. Everything else after that's negotiable. And as long as you keep that priority list intact, whether it's that one or other people obviously can have their own, most likely when you go through life and you're going to come out, you know, if you measured every 5 years or 10 years or whatever, you'll be able to turn around and say, you know what, that was a really fun season, but we didn't give up what mattered most to us. And that's really what we did before this started. It's what we've done at every step, and it's what we do today.
Oh, my God. Josh, Allie, let me just tell you, you are a lucky woman, a man of God. Right there. I love that order. God and each other, and then the children. Yes. You got to take care of each other, you know, and that's so important. And, wow, it's so wonderful to hear that message, Josh and Allie, coming from you, too. Tell us just a little bit more about that reality show now. How often are those cameras in your home and following you around?
When they're shooting, it is a consistent thing. They're in your life a lot. You see them, they start showing up in the, I'm not sure how much I can actually tell you, but I'll say they show up early and they leave late. You eat your meals with them. But on the flip side, and Allie will probably speak to this, in August, we're actually going to go to the wedding of one of our producers. And so the truth is, we became real. We would say, if you love God, you're going to love people. And when you're around people you don't know, you end up loving them, being in a relationship with them. And for us, that went into reality TV too. So one of the fun parts is you actually do make friends with some of the people that work for us or with us, whatever. And for us, that was one of the highlights is there are some very unreal moments, and it'll make you think you're important and you're really not. But also there are some really fun moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was funny because they started the show when we went to Kentucky. We were in an RV and we went up to Kentucky, which is where the birth mother was of our third daughter. And so we pulled up to the RV park and there was the camera crew. And so I think we thought, okay, we'll have some time to get adjusted before they show up, and they were there. But like Josh said, it was crazy the time that they're there, but they're actually not with us a lot more than people think. I think people think they're with us 24/7, and it's actually a lot more scheduled than people think. But also, like Josh said, we've created really good relationships with TLC and with the production company. And I mean, these people have seen literal miracles, like been in the room with me when I gave birth, or with me at my 5-year cancer checkup. And so we've shared a lot of intimate personal moments together to where we really gained some really, really good friends with the production company.
And you're gaining all of those relationships, people just watching you on the program as well, and inspired by you guys and cheering for you. You know, we want a happy ending, and it looks like you've got 3 happy endings there, and hopefully more to come, right? Whatever it may be.
Josh is like, right.
That will be, right, Josh? Okay.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, it's been so nice talking to you both, and the book is called Allie's Fight, Rattled by Life but Firm and Safe. And you can get it in the bookstores now. Josh and Allie Taylor, they live in West Monroe, L.A., and you can catch them on Rattled, that TLC hit show there. What day of the week is that on again? I'm not sure what day.
Well, it's actually, they can catch it on TLC. It's not airing right now, but they can catch it on TLC.com.
There you go. That's why I don't know the day it airs, because I just,
that's right.
You know, I watch what my girls are watching on the laptops these days. Isn't that funny?
That's right.
Beating cancer, battling infertility, and believing in miracles. They have a great message with this book. Thank you both so much for sharing that message. And many, many blessings to you both. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And I love what you said, Josh. Take care of each other. I tell everybody on this show all the time. Thanks for coming on the show, both of you. Take care of each other.
Thanks.
That's the message. And that's what we have to remember. Speaking of taking care of each other, the Illinois Joining Forces supporting service members and veterans and their families is coming on in just a short while. We're going to be talking about how we can support our veterans here in Illinois this weekend with the Texas blues band John Riley and the Hired Guns. You don't want to miss that. So more on that coming up. I'll be right back. Thanks again, Josh and Allie Taylor with TLC's hit show, Rattled.
Good news, good cast, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Did I just read that? Yeah, I did. I'm looking at the same commercial. It was a double here. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. And mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. It is so much fun, let me tell you that. Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. We are also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get your oil change for a special low rate of $17.95. You heard that right, $17.95. Now, where can you get an oil change for $17? 18 with some tax. Where? But thank you, Clark's Car Care, for that. And $27.95 for the record for a synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. We're waiting right now for my dear friend Gloria Kelly, who is the executive director of CASA Kane County. And when she comes on, we're going to talk to her about some things. We're going to get an update. We haven't had CASA on the show for quite a while, so I'm really looking forward to talking to Gloria and getting an update. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we will be talking with yes, I have his name here. Well, we're going to tell you about John Riley. He's going to be on the show here. And I'm sorry, not John Riley, the executive director of Illinois Joining Forces, Stephen Curta. He'll be on to talk about the veterans benefits coming up this weekend. Actually, it's Friday night, actually. Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, like tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Braconis, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business. It's family owned and operated. And I just won Small Business of the Year in the category of retail. Check out Braconis online, braconis.com. Or you can call them at 630-717-9530. That's Braconis North in Naperville, Illinois.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Craig Wayne Boyd, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, I got one more.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Court, I met you. I didn't say I was trying to play Kurt, but I got Court, which is even better because I am amazing. No, I'm kidding. Thank you, Court. Very sweet. He's coming in town, too. I'm going to have him on the show. Court Carpenter, country singer, really making a name for himself, and he was on the show when, I don't want to say this, when maybe half the population knew him. Now all the population is starting to know who Court Carpenter is. And he was on the show here first for that. So we're really, really excited. We'll have Court back on. I have a couple of announcements. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Garen Fest. Garen Fest happening in August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Check out garenprep.org for more details on that. Sealed with a Kiss will be there. Some of the great bands, Sugar Highway, Hootie Snitch, and Reckless will be there. You don't want to miss it. Last year we had such a blast. I got to announce some of the bands. And then I was invited for the second night to do that, but it was way too hot. I chickened out. No, I'm kidding. I couldn't make it for some reason, but it was really hot. But you don't want to miss it. That's always a good time. They got a great carnival, great food vendors. Garen Prep High School in River Grove, Northwest Side. Okay, the Great Pink Run happening in October. Want to do a blast to them, I'll do a shout out to them. The Great Pink Run is in Chicago, October 5th, 9 a.m., Diversity Harbor. We're supporting collaborative breast cancer research programs between the U.S., the University of Chicago, and Irish Centers of Excellence, combining forces for maximum impact. The 5K family fun run and a 10K CARA certified run. I think I'm saying that right, CARA. I'm not quite sure what that means. I'll have to look that up. Researcher Cure is the hashtag. Post it on there on your social media and register for the Great Pink Run. Go to www.greatpinkrun.com. We were at their kickoff launch party a few weeks ago over at the Theater on the Lake in Chicago, right along Chicago's lakefront. And you may recall a few weeks back, we had the Irish Olympian from Ireland on the show, Sonia O'Sullivan, And she's the one who's actually leading the Great Pink Run. So you'll have a chance to meet her. She won a gold medal for the 5,000 meter in the 1995 World Championship and a silver medal in the 5,000 meter for Ireland in the 2000 Sydney Olympics. So she also holds the record for the fastest ever 2,000 meters outdoors. The fastest ever 2,000 meters outdoors. She beats men too. Sorry, guys. I love you, but, you know, this woman is killing it, and she's from Ireland. She was a doll. She was on the show. So you'll get a chance to meet Sonia O'Sullivan at the Great Pink Run Research Cure in Chicago on October 5th. We'll be out there at 9 a.m., Diversity Harbor. It'll be a blast. Get your pink on, girls. And, guys, you too. We're not leaving you out. Mm-mm. Okay, we're waiting for Gloria Kelly to call in from Casa Kane County. Maybe she forgot. You know, that happens from time to time. We do book the show out quite far. I really appreciate all the people that email and call me and reach out wanting to be on the show. It touches my heart. I started this 6 years ago just to do something good. You know, as a news anchor on CLTV News in Chicago, I was approached by so many not-for-profits in Chicago to either MC their event or try to help them pitch their stories, their mission, their who, what, why, and where to the assignment desk over at WGN. And I did my best, but, you know, there were so many coming in that I decided at a time when podcasting was still very, very new. And I hadn't been on a radio station since college. I started this podcast, a little tiny podcast, 6 years ago, and it has grown and grown in 6 years. And so too has the reach, and so too has the mission. Only solidified that mission to support and promote non-for-profits in and around Chicagoland, but I have had Nashville ones too outside of Chicago, so don't hesitate. But please do reach out. I will consider them all. We will consider all these charity events. In fact, we've had many events or non-for-profits approach us, and we're book solid, but we do whatever we can to fit you in. And unfortunately, we might just miss Gloria Kelly, Miss Kelly from Casa Kane County. So we'll have to reschedule her. And that's not a problem. We'll get her on the show. Okay. One more thing I would like to point out is we are having a trip to Ireland. Did I tell you? I only mention this on every show. We're going to Ireland, baby. We still have room, just a little bit of room. I think there's only two, maybe four spots left. So if you want to come to Ireland with me, if you want to swim across the pond, you're welcome to do that. I'm going to fly across the pond. Let's go check out the old sod. Maybe we could play a few rounds of golf. Maybe we could squeeze that in. We're going to be going to Ireland. I'm so excited. My first trip to Ireland, bringing my son, who's 23 now. Holy cow. We're going September 21st through the 28th. We'll be in Ireland. We're arriving in Dublin. We're going to head over to Galway. It's called Connemara. I hope I'm saying it right. Oh, my Irish friends, please help me. And then we're going to head over to the Cliffs of Moher and Killarney, Dingle Peninsula, Cashel, and then back to Dublin for a pint before we hop on the plane and head home. So come with me to the old sod. Let's go check it out and kiss the Blarney Stone. That sounds like a good time to me, doesn't it? And trying some fresh Guinness. I mean, it is an acquired taste, but, you know, how could you not go to Ireland and have the Guinness? One thing I am going to bring is an empty suitcase, and you wonder why. Why would she do that? Well, because I'm going to be packing that suitcase with as many sweaters as I could find, those Erin sweaters, biscuits, scones, clotted cream. What else could I fit in there? Waterford Crystal? Whatever. If you want me to bring something back from Ireland for you, the Emerald Isle, let me know, and I'll bring another suitcase. I'm bringing empty suitcases with me to Ireland because I'm so excited to go, my first trip. And by the way, there's still room. You can let me know. You can message me, or you can reach out to our tour provider, which is Rebecca Williams, a lovely gal. You can reach her at 1-800-833-4373 or email Rebecca W at CelticTours.com. And again, we're going in September, baby, September 21st through the 28th. Okay, well, I will introduce my next guest. So as soon as he calls in, we are going to be ready to roll. Hopefully, hotlines are working. I'm going to check. I'm going to do a test. Let me do a test, and I will be right back. You're listening to The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio. That's where it all began. Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. 1010 News Talk and WCKG 1530 AM. Hey, if you haven't done so already, please do like the Dolly McCarthy Show. Share it for me, please. We are all about non-for-profits. It's called the Dolly McCarthy Show, but it's not really about me, okay, if you hadn't noticed. It is an opportunity for us to spread the good word, take care of each other, the mission of the show, and to be good. Be good. And so I want to hear from non-for-profits. I was just at the Publicity Club of Chicago luncheon yesterday. They asked me to be on the panel, and then they asked me to moderate at the same time. Kind of tricky because I do like to talk. I had to keep my mouth shut. But no, I love to listen now, and there's a lot of good tips. But anyway, the point is at that luncheon, I found out about some non-for-profits that I've never heard of. And so 6 years of dealing with non-for-profits and highlighting them on The Good Show, you learn something every day, that's for sure. So I'm really happy to have on the show the executive director of Illinois Joining Forces, Stephen Kurdoff. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, fantastic. Dolly, for having me.
Oh, this is so great. Stephen Kurdoff, thank you for joining us on the show. We were just waiting for your call. And I was telling everybody about non-for-profits, and one of them that I'm really happy to have on the show, and you guys have never been on the show, is Illinois Joining Forces, which was launched back in 2012. It's through an intergovernmental agreement between the Illinois Departments of Veterans Affairs and Military Affairs. And so tell us a little bit more about the statewide kind of public-private network of military and veterans organizations?
Right. So, and that's correct. Illinois Joining Forces, we really focus on growth, wellness, and community. So as you stated, we are a statewide private-public partnership that really promotes the efficient delivery of our growth and wellness initiative for our military men and women, veterans, and their family, at a community level throughout the state of Illinois. And I know that doesn't really mean much, or what that really means is that we are very fortunate here in the state of Illinois. We have over 4,000 support organizations that are serving our military men and women and our veterans. But because there are so many, you can literally get lost in that navigating through that sea of goodwill. And that's where we come in. So we focus on six really categories, whether it be in housing, employment, financial assistance, medical, education, and women veterans. And so that's what we work with in those type of categories. So if you know a veteran or a veteran that are in need of support, call 833-INFO-IJF or IllinoisJoiningForces.org.
So you are the first stop, if you will, for veterans in Illinois. When they're coming back from serving or if they've been here for years, they probably should be calling Illinois Joining Forces first, because you are the ones that would kind of direct them to the other 4,000, you said? Are these all not-for-profit
right.
serving veterans just in the state of Illinois?
That's correct, yeah, over 4,000 organizations
wow.
in the state of Illinois. We'd like to be the first, but yes, that's true. So you could either call us, you could even call directly. But what we are finding out is that a lot of the veterans, when they're in need of support, it's seldom just single, whether it be the job or housing or medical, it's seldom a single problem. It really is multiple issues. And good example is just because we work with a homeless veteran to find a place to live, that does mean problem is solved. We really need to work with them in some of the other issues as well.
Well, absolutely. And other issues mean, you know, like mental health, their health care, continuing education, and so forth. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Now, I know one of the areas that you're going to be tackling or trying to raise awareness about this weekend is PTSD. Can you tell us about the event this weekend with John Riley and the Hired Guns?
Yes, thank you. And great that you brought back to that attention. Yes, we are welcoming our Texas Blues Band, let's call it. And as you've said, Johnny Riley and Hired Guns. It's one of our first fundraiser, if you will, that talks about, and Johnny's been on the tour and his performance throughout the United States, and he's also a veteran. His manager is also a veteran, so his theme of tour, or national tour, called Struggle is Real, and it's to raise awareness about our PTS. So for this particular event, it starts 9 p.m. Friday, July 12th at Patio Fagan's. That's located in 204 North Halstead. That's West Loop. And really, $20 a ticket, and that 100% of that $20 goes towards supporting our veterans. And if you can't make it, there's other ways that you can support this. There's an Eventbrite or on Facebook that you can donate, or you could even text ILVET to 44321. Or go into IllinoisJoiningForces.org and click on donate button there. So there's various ways to support our veterans throughout the state of Illinois.
Well, fantastic. That sounds really great. How about that? On a Friday night, head on over to Chicago. And it's nice that it's not an early evening. So you can wait till traffic dies down and get out there at Patio Fagan's. Am I saying that right? Fagan's. Yes.
There you go.
Patio
Fagan is a great Irish bar. Yeah, and there's a parking right across the street, as well as the street parking.
And you know what
there
I like
some
best
prizes.
About this bar? It's owned by a veteran, too. So
exactly.
And
Pat,
guy,
Patrick is right. And Patrick is a 10-year Marine, a veteran, and he's been very supportive of all our veterans. He even took on a personal crusade to work with his distributors and anybody else to get really good prizes and raffles and tickets to the White Sox game, Cubs game, you name it, that Pat's been super to work with. So I hope you all come out and support us.
Way to go, Patty. Really appreciate that. Now, Stephen, you work very closely with veterans, and you're in the trenches, if you don't mind me saying so. We're talking to Stephen Curta, who's the Illinois Joining Forces Executive Director and the former director of the IDVA. What does the IDVA stand for?
That's Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs.
There we go. Okay, perfect. So you're the expert here. Can you give us, the people of Illinois, an update? How are we doing taking care of our veterans? What is the greatest need? If there's not one, tell us all if we do have some time. And then other than going to Patio Fagan's or Fagan's, what can we be doing? And what, I know this is a loaded question, we'll break it down, but also I want to get into the state of Illinois itself. Are we doing enough with our tax dollars to support these men and women that come back, our veterans?
That is really a loaded question.
We're not going to be able to solve it now, but, you know, just give us some awareness, because there are people that are listening to the show that have no idea the state of the affairs here for our veterans.
Right. No, we can always do more. And let me start out by saying that in the state of Illinois, we have roughly about 650,000 veterans, and I would say majority, 99%, are outstanding young men and women supporting our community. In fact, they're community leaders, business leaders, the church leaders, synagogue leaders, temple leaders, you name it. In fact, if you know, I'm sure you know that the data indicates lots of corporations and business want our military men and women who served because of their leadership, because of their dedication and service. So having said that, there are a small number of our veterans that really do need some support, whether it be in transitioning, whether it be some type of additional support. And that those are the veterans that we really focused on. And we can definitely do better. I think our state does an admirable job. And having held that position, we realized that we need a little bit more flexibility. And that's why even two predecessors ago started Illinois Joining Forces, because she noticed that as a state, you're not as flexible, not as agile as you would have liked. And that's why with the intergovernmental agreement created Illinois Joining Forces. So that's where we are.
Well, folks, they're all down on the state of I'm sorry. Go ahead, Stephen.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's
I
good
forgot
news
all your
to hear.
Questions.
It's good news to hear from these, for us Illinois taxpayers, that's for sure, to hear that there's something going on that is good. And
right.
And so that's really good to hear.
Right. But however, we are created by the intergovernmental organizations, IDVA and IDMA, but we receive no state funding. So that's why what we're doing on Friday night is important, because that's our benefit concert to raise a little bit of a funding so that we can better support all our veterans. That's why we need everybody to come out and support, or if you can't come out, you can, again, either donate at IllinoisJoiningForces.org or the Eventbrite, or even text IL Vets to 44321. So all those things will definitely help us continue support our veterans throughout the state.
Absolutely. And raising awareness is really a key thing here. We're not going to change and solve the problem with just one night event at Patty O'Fegan's, which we appreciate so much, Patty. But it's really going to take a lot more than that. So, and this is definitely raising awareness across the state that PTS. Now, some people say PTSD still. Can you clarify that for us? I see it two different ways, and even in this press release, too. PTS and then PTSD. Is there a difference?
Right. Yeah. It's not a disorder, and I know PTSD is their original diagnosis was a disorder, but with PTS, they're saying it's not a disorder. It could happen to anyone, and by labeling it as disorder, it adds more significance, and you're labeling them. So we just want to bring awareness so that we can work with those individuals who are in need of a little bit of support. So that's how PTSD to PTS.
Okay, got that. We understand that now. But thanks for clarifying that. So, Stephen, are you going to be there tomorrow night? Any other
fun
things you want to add about that other than good food and good music from the Texas Blues Band, John Riley and the Hired Guns?
Right. I certainly will be there, and I think I even convinced our partner at the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, our new acting director, Linda Chapalivia. Hopefully she'll join us. She's committed to attending. So we do have some VIPs attending, so hopefully everybody can come out and have fun.
Well, the VIPs are our veterans, and we thank you so much for your service, Stephen, and to the rest of all of our Illinois veterans and beyond here. You're not alone. You got the support of everybody here, and we want to do more. I want to do a shout-out, too, to the Des Plaines Chamber of Commerce that's having a veterans I don't have the program in front of me. It's like a veterans workshop. They're putting it together. It's not really a concept, but they want you to nominate a veteran or have these veterans approach them. And what they want to do, they have the funding for the ability to help 20 veterans in need, giving them brand new laptops, gift certificates, clothing, to really give them a hand in transitioning into the workforce, helping them with resumes and so forth. And so a little chamber like that, just flames, the little engine that could, making such a big difference in our community in their own way. Just like this event, too, with John Riley and the Hired Guns at Patty O'Fegan's in Chicago, and the work that you do, Stephen Curta, with the Illinois Joining Forces. We really appreciate it. All these groups and these forces, if you will, coming together for support of veterans. So my message is, and I know there's a lot of veterans that listen to this show, because we've been consistently supporting you for 6 years and bringing you non-for-profits that, you know, to make you aware of the help that's out there and the support that's out there. So you're not alone. And so thank you for all you're doing, Steve.
You.
I really appreciate it.
Well, and thank you, Dolly, for bringing light to this event and bringing light to our veterans and having a voice for us. So that really does mean a lot. We typically tend to preach to the choirs, as we say, but it's always refreshing and it always means more when we have non-veterans bringing light to our causes and our attention. So thank you for what you do for all of us.
Well, that's something we all have to do. That's something we are obligated to do here. We have to take care of each other, that's for sure. Stephen Curta, thank you so much with Illinois Joining Forces for coming on the show. You're always welcome to come back. And we'll hope to see you all there tomorrow night. Have a good time.
Okay, and Dolly, I hope you can come out as well tomorrow.
I'm certainly going to try. Between the taste of Chicago and getting downtown, I think I might be able to get down there. As long as they get rid of that crocodile in Humboldt Park, I'm a little nervous about getting close to the city. No, I'm kidding.
There you go.
It'll be a good time. A great weekend in Chicago. Enjoy, be safe, and take care of each other. Be good to each other. And thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Blog Talk Radio, WCKG, 1530 AM, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, 1010 News Talk. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at Good Dolly Show. And we're on Instagram, too. Check us out there. And for more information on tomorrow night's event for our veterans with the John Riley and the Hired Guns Band, check out our Facebook and our Twitter. We'll have all the information there. Thanks again to Executive Director of Illinois Joining Forces, Stephen Curta, for being on the show. So long, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.